This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. There's just four of us in the studio today. TJ, our English Mastiff, a couple of Colts, and me. And if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up. 605-477-3249. So for the first hour, just me, no instructors. And I've got some things I'd like to share, a couple of stories. I was off for the last 2 days, not by choice, but because the internet was down. So to tell you how this works, I built a studio, a radio studio, in our farmhouse. And it has multiple computers. It has a computer that lets me connect to Genesis Communications Network through digital internet. And it lets me monitor the statistics, how the transmission is going, the error rate, and so forth. I have a screen that shows me the audio meters. You've seen those view meters that have the red areas, the needles, and they swing back and forth as the audio amplitude changes. I have a screen that simulates that. And I can look on another screen that shows calls, and it shows all the telephone lines that are associated with USA Prepares, and it lets me see who's calling. It lets me answer the call. It lets me put the call on hold. It lets me put the call on the air, and it lets me drop the calls. So, for example, if you call, and the call is answered by our engineer today would be John. He would say, hello, this is USA Prepares. My name is John. I'm engineering the broadcast. May I have your first name and where you're calling from and the topic you'd like to discuss? It's as simple as that. Now, the question is, why does he do that? Well, you know, why can't Vinny just take calls without that? Well, I can, but here's the problem. This is a nationally syndicated radio broadcast, and sometimes people dial wrong numbers, okay? And sometimes people might say, I'm just checking on my doctor's appointment, and, you know, do you think the urinalysis will be ready by the time I get there this afternoon? So we don't want that to happen. So John will answer, or the engineer of the day will answer. And if you want to talk about geoengineering, or if you want to talk about ammunition reloading, or if you want to talk about gold or silver, whatever it is, there'll be just a few words on the screen that says, Joe in Texas wants to talk about reloading. And I will see if I'll see when that call came in, how long that person's been on hold, and I'll be able to click the button and put that person on the air. And it works really well. Now, if you think about some of the mainstream media radio talk show hosts, you might hear something like this. Caller is put on the air, Got Joe in Texas. Hey, Joe, welcome. Man, I just love you. You are the be-all, end-all. You're the best. I wouldn't know what to say, wouldn't know what to think, wouldn't know what to do if it weren't for you being on the air telling me what to do. I just love you. Thank you so much. So here's the question I have. And then the person asks the question. And then the talk show host gives him an answer for about, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes, and you never hear the caller again. Now, why is that? Because the calls are set up. The calls are engineered. The calls are designed for ratings. You know, what's the hot button today? That's what the guy calls about. He's a paid caller in many cases. Okay? We don't do that. The way it works here is the calls come in. If you decide you want to call, you just call. But I have kind of a rule that normally I take the calls. Almost probably 99.9% of the time I take the calls. However, if there's times when there's a topic that I don't want to be sidetracked on, I will tell our engineer. I can type into the message on the screen. I can say it's off topic and we can't take that call today. But let the caller know to call back on Friday or something like that. Okay? So that's how this works. So I can see how many calls are in the stack. I can see how long each one of them has been on. And I can see how long the one that is currently on the air has been on the air in terms of minutes and seconds. And I try to stay on topic if we can. But I also try to let the caller, the student, the instructor, get whatever that point is that they want to get across effectively. I try not to cut them off. Now, I've been told in the front office, not at Genesis Communications Network and not at Republic Broadcasting, but I've been told that good radio is rapid fire. Quick questions, quick answers, who's got the best hamburgers, you know, important things like that. I'm not interested in doing that. All of what we do is volunteer. Volunteer information, share our experiences. Nobody gets paid. None of the instructors gets paid. I don't get paid. The only thing that we are doing is paying for your call if you call because we give you a toll-free number. Other than that, all of us are volunteers. And what's really interesting about this is we have our detractors, I think, went back underground. But I think they're the only ones who are getting paid. You know, getting paid to attack us. But they've stopped because I've called them out. I told them I'd like to meet them in person. It's never happened. They don't want to meet with us or any of us in person. Some of us and at USA Prepares are pretty darn scary. If you want to meet somebody scary, look up Mike Ma. Mike, M-I-K-E, last name M-A-H. He's a Marine, a combat Marine. He's been in the jungle, Vietnam. He's the scariest person I have ever met. And he's a very dear friend of mine. And he comes to the house and spends a lot of time. And we train together. And when we're done training, everybody's sore. Everybody's bleeding, and everybody's sore. So, just a little bit about who we are. Well, so since I'm alone, I can talk about anything I want today. So for the last couple of days, I have spent eight calls during the last 2 days calling CenturyLink. CenturyLink is our internet and telephone provider. They are the worst telecommunications company in the galaxy. So 2 days ago, went into the studio and I looked and I saw the router and the modem indicated we were not connected to the internet. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, I called CenturyLink. And by the time you go through all the automated prompts, and you have to go through them, they keep improving it to put more and more distance between the caller, you, and a person. Every time I call, it seems like they've got more distance between me and a person. And I dislike that. So it takes about 30 minutes to actually get the answer. And they told me that, yeah, you're right. there's an outage, and we don't know when it's going to be back. We don't know. Can you imagine that? I understand that. Sometimes there are outages. Sometimes there are weather anomalies. Sometimes some guy in a backhoe can't read, can't think, doesn't speak English, and digs up a telecommunications line underground. That happens. But so what happened on Wednesday was I talked to Gwyneth Isaacs. She called just before the broadcast. I said, the Internet's down. I don't think we can do it. So we ran a rerun. I called GCN and talked to the engineers, and I said, can you please run a rerun? And they did. And they did it on a moment's notice, which is pretty impressive. So I spent the next few hours calling and calling Century Link. And when you call, you can't talk to a person in the United States easily. You end up talking to someone in the Philippines. And they're very kind, and they're very nice, and they're very polite. But the only thing they're authorized to do is apologize. I'm sorry for that. Thank you for that. I apologize for that. Thank you for that. And that's really how they say it. Well, what I found out was, after several phone calls, I found out that the Internet would be back up by 3 o'clock on Wednesday. 3 o'clock it wasn't up. I called, and they said, well, no, it's not going to be up, and we don't know when it's going to be back up. So I called later, and they said it's going to be back up by 7 o'clock p.m. 7:30 I called, it wasn't back up. So I asked, so what's going on? And each time I ask, I get a little bit more of the story. But I don't get the whole story the whole time, each time. I have to put all these pieces of the puzzle together. So what happened? Well, they said there was a widespread outage in our area. I said, okay. So the next day, we called a local business. It's the Missouri Farmers Association. Their property line adjoins the Century Link property line. They're next door to each other, literally. So you walk across the parking lot, and next thing you know, you're taking a step into Century Link's central office. It's a brick building where they have all the computer switching equipment for the phone and internet routing. Well, they had the internet. And I was really confused because I was told that this widespread outage included 60 customers, 60, not 6,000, not 60,000, 60. But they said it was a widespread outage. 60 people were, or 60 homes were involved. And I thought, okay, that sounds about right. That sounds like it's located, the problem is located at the central office. A central office in our little hamlet. There are about 100 people who live here, and you figure not everybody has the internet, so 60% have the internet. That makes a lot of sense. So the whole problem is in our central office. So then I thought, okay, this makes sense. It looks like a piece of equipment went down, and CenturyLink will not provide a spare on site. And when I was in the telecommunications business for the bank, or the banks, I had spares, hot spares in the rack ready to go, and I had patch panels. So if it failed, I'd walk over there, unplug cables, plug cables in, and we'd be good to go with ready-to-go spares. I thought it was that important to do those kinds of things. That's why I used my budget to buy extra equipment, two of each, kind of like a preparedness-minded mindset, right? I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back, right after these few short commercials.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Wow. I'm all excited. I'll tell you why. John, our engineer, just told me something. It's really wonderful news. It's about USA Prepares. Yeah, class, you probably heard me mention that I requested to remove all of the commercials that I owned at USA Prepares. So the way this works is GCN has commercials, the affiliates have commercials, and I have commercials. And the theory is a broadcaster, you know, to pay the bills, like, you know, me, I would sell my commercials and get money. And that would pay, you know, me. Well, I used to give them away. And I decided, instead of doing that, I'd rather have more talk time for our instructors to share their information. So today's broadcast is the very first broadcast of USA Prepares with fewer commercials. So all the commercials that I owned are now gone. So the only commercials you hear will be those of the affiliates and the network. None of them is mine. So we're going to have more talk time today. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Oh, good morning, Vince. I was just calling to find out the best hamburgers in there in the Springfield. Do you know?
Yeah, I do know, and I know there are probably over 100 radio stations that you can tune to, in Springfield, and any of them will be able to tell you. All you need to do is go to your AM or FM bands and just dial across, and sooner, probably very soon, you'll find that information. And you'll know that you can go to any of maybe 200 restaurants, and they all have the best hamburgers. I'm sure that's what you're going to find.
Yeah, this internet thing, it's like a third world country around here, you know? Like, we can't even have a solid connection. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'd like you to stay with me a little longer than you might have planned, but I wanted to finish this little story because there's a lot to this. Is that okay with you, Robert?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, after making several calls, I finally get a guy in the Philippines who is speaking absolutely perfect, succinct, cogent, clear English. You would never know that this person was Filipino. Well, he was one of their top management. They put him on the phone, and they put a special call center together because CenturyLink is having so many problems, and there's so many angry customers that they decided to put their top management on the phones. That's what happens. When a company really messes up, they have to put their best people on because they have to tell their customers why they're having problems. They can't just sweep it under the rug anymore. Okay? So what I found out was that CenturyLink is expanding their, infrastructure, improving their infrastructure, starting on the West Coast, heading toward the mountains, the Rockies, going over the Rockies, going to the central part of the United States, and toward the East Coast. So they are expanding. And I thought, okay, well, that's great news. And when's it going to be back? Well, we don't know when it's going to be back. The network's going to be up. But we'll call you. They have our telephone number, and they'll call us. And they would call, and we get these automated responses, the equivalent of, great news, your network is back up. But it wasn't. We got many of these calls. So I kept calling. And here's what I found. Well, here's what happened. Every time they promised that it would be back up, and it wasn't, I called them. And I talked to their customer service people, and I'd say, I'd like a credit. They'd say, well, we'll give you a prorated credit for the amount of time that the internet's been down. I said, no. Every time I call you guys, it takes a half hour. And this is the fourth call, the fifth call, the sixth call, the seventh. It got all the way to the eighth call. And it literally takes over a half an hour for each one. And I'm not going to be compensated for 86 cents for the hours that it's down. Okay? I want to be compensated a significant amount. The minimum I'm willing to accept is $10. Well, the message I got was, hey, you keep calling and you keep asking for $10. And I go, that's right. It's not because I want to call you guys. It's because your internet's lousy. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we get back. It's quite interesting.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the special counsel Robert Mueller released his final report on the Russia probe over a month ago, there have been a lot of claims by Democrats that Attorney General William Barr is acting like the president's personal lawyer. Barr says in response to that,
We live in a hyper-partisan age where people no longer really pay attention to the substance of what's said, but as to who says it and what side they're on and what its political ramifications are. The Department of Justice is all about the law and the facts and the substance, and I'm going to make the decisions based on the law and the facts.
Barr speaking to CBS News in his first network interview since becoming AG. President Trump says he'll make a very dramatic announcement concerning the U.S. border today. Also, the administration is putting a 5% tariff on goods coming in from Mexico until the government there does something about the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Thanks for coming on, Doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration, unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Robert in Kansas is with us, and I'm just going to continue the story, Robert, and then we can discuss it. So each time I called, I would say, this is my second call, this is my third call, my seventh call, my eighth call. I would let them know. I was very polite but firm. And I want to know what's going on. I said, look, what I do depends on the Internet. I can't run my farm. I can't do a radio broadcast without the Internet. I have become dependent on it, like all your other customers. And it's not that I want to watch TV. It's important for what I do. And CenturyLink is flaky. It's unpredictable. It's unreliable. And so I keep calling and asking for a $10 credit every time it goes down. Well, one of the customer service reps said, you know, this is the third time you've called this month. I said, that's right. And I expect a $10 credit for each time I call you. And she said, we can't do that every time you call. And I said, well, your internet's lousy. And I'm not going to pay for something that I don't get. So I finally was able to talk to someone, and I demanded a full month's credit, and I got it. Now, that's nothing, because I've been down for 2 days. So I got like $60 worth of credit. Well, here's the interesting story about this. So CenturyTel does not guarantee that the internet will be up. But what they do say is when it is up, or maybe I should say if it's up, they guarantee that you get 80% of whatever they sell you. So if they sell 3 megabits per minute, and that's all I can get, and I've got the fastest around this area on our road, if I'm buying and paying for 3 megabits per second, they only guarantee that I'm going to get 2.4. If I'm paying for 5 megabit per second upload, they only guarantee 4/10, or 4/10 of a megabit versus 5/10 of a megabit. So they only guarantee 80% of what I bought. Now, I want you to think about this. So you go to the gas station, and you take the pump, and you read the display, and it says $20. So you buy $20 worth of gas, and then you decide to look in your tank, and you go, wait a minute, I only have $16 worth of gas in my tank, but they charge me for $20. That's what we're talking about. That's what CenturyLink does. They sell you one thing, and they deliver less. It's an outrage. Now, unfortunately, I can't do a chargeback because I don't pay the bill with my credit card. They would love it if I would let them steal money out of my account every month, but I won't let them do it. I write them a check each month, because if I did let them use my credit card and charge my credit card for the monthly recurring fee, then I could charge it back. I could say, you know what, I'm not getting what I paid for. I want my money back from the credit card. And I could fight with them every month. But I won't let them have their hands in my accounts. So we send them a check every month. So I have to fight with them every month. And that's a decision that I've made. But here's what really happened. Yes, the internet goes down once in a while. You know, weather and those kinds of things. But not this time. This time it was to our own central office in our little hamlet, where I live in Missouri. It affected all 60 customers who have residential accounts. And it's because CenturyLink decided to roll out a new TV, what they call a product. It's not a product, it's a service. It's a misnomer. It's a service. It's called Prism TV. So they rolled out Prism, but they had to put new equipment in order to do that. So they took everybody down for 2 days and didn't tell anybody and lied about it and said, well, there's an outage in your area. Really? An outage? It was a deliberate takedown, and they didn't tell anybody. And it's so they could sell more stupid stuff like TV. That's the real story. And I'm outraged. I hate CenturyLink. And I tell them that if I could go anywhere else, I would have already done it. But they've got me by the throat. And they don't want to give any more refunds. Why? Or credits. Why? Because I've been telling our class, call them up. Call CenturyLink. Demand credits for the lousy service, the lousy connectivity, the lousy uptime, the lousy reliability. And you know what? You must be doing it, because they're now shutting down the credits. They don't want to do it anymore. So you can demand them. And I say things like, I tell you what, I really didn't want to call the Public Service Utilities Commission. But, you know, if you want, I can do that. I've got time. And they don't want to do that. Then they relent. So here's what you do. Call them every time it goes down. And I don't care whether it's your satellite TV, whether it's your cable TV, whether it's your telephone, any of these subscriptions, or your newspaper, if you still have a physical newspaper and it gets missed or doesn't get delivered or doesn't show up because the guy throwing the newspapers out the car window that morning felt like, I didn't feel like throwing it in your driveway. Call them up and keep calling. And my logic is the more we call, the more they bet, the more they want to fix it. Because the more management gets involved, like, wow, all these customers are getting angry and they're demanding credits and refunds. Robert, your thoughts on that?
Well, Vincent, earlier you said, I believe you said you were talking to a Filipino man. Do you mean that you had to call into the Philippines or you were talking to just a Filipino?
No, what I mean is every time you call CenturyLink for technical support, a problem with your telephone or internet service, that call is automatically routed across the ocean to the Philippines, to the Philippine Islands. And they have several call centers in the Philippine Islands where they have people who have been trained to speak English and to apologize. And they're very polite. They're wonderful people. I have no problem with the Filipinos at all. I have a problem with CenturyTel's and CenturyLink. It used to be called CenturyTel. Our bills, their email addresses are CenturyLink and CenturyTel, so I refer to them interchangeably. It's the same company, but their technical support is in the Philippine Islands, and so you're not talking to someone in the United States. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that it makes financial sense for the company to do that? Also, that they don't have to pay Americans real wages. They can pay Filipinos a slave wage to do the job that you would have to pay an American, a decent compensation for. And so it's just another part of the structure we have where, you know, we've shipped all of our jobs overseas. Rick Sheban talks about this a lot, just so that these corporations don't have to pay their employees a decent wage. And that's where the economy goes to nothing, you know, because no one has any money. You see Toys R Us, you see Sears, you see these entities, these customer-facing entities, and they're going out of business because people don't have enough money to buy their kids toys anymore. And it's really sad. All of our jobs are shipped over. And then I think I'm a millennial. I don't know. But I hear people say, oh, well, millennials don't have enough income to support the older generation. And it's like, well, you shipped all the jobs overseas. You're going to complain about the kids? You know, it's just, it's amazing what's going on, Vince, in this country. It really is.
Okay, so here's what happened. When we first moved to Missouri, that was our first experience with CenturyTel. That's what it was called, CenturyTel. And I used to call them with questions, and the people I spoke with were in the United States. And I was stunned. I have a very high expectation for customer service, because that's how I was trained in the banking industry. I was trained that customers are the reason that we're all here is for customers. If there are no customers, no sense in coming to work. Okay, so that's why you're here. My customers were internal and external. I had computer customers internal to the bank, and my external customers were their customers. So the people who sat on the computers and terminals and so forth. Their customers were the bank's customers, and my customers were the people who sat at the computers. But if I didn't do my job, they couldn't do their job. So I had all the customers, and I was trained that that's why we go to work. Well, I would call CenturyTel and say, wow, you guys are unbelievable. You guys are so good. You guys are knowledgeable. You answer all my questions. And they said, well, you know, we have in order to get a job here, you really have to go through the hoops. They put you through all kinds of testing and interviews, and they only hire very few of all the ones they interview. So it's a very selective process. And I knew that. I could tell that just by talking to these people. But they're gone. I think they fired all of them, and they replaced them with an outsourced series of call centers in the Philippines. Now, I'm not saying the Filipinos are not nice. They're extremely nice, but they're limited.
Great.
They're limited to what they can do by the management, the highly paid management of CenturyLink in the United States. So what happens is they're told, here are the rules, here are the guidelines. You can't give credits. You can't. But here's what you can do. You can say, quote, I'm sorry for that. Thank you for that one. I'm sorry for that. Thank you for that one. I apologize for that. That's what they say, in quotes. So it's very difficult because I'm sure they get yelled at and screamed at, and they probably have an awful opinion of the American people because of the lousy service here in America that they are forced in their positions to defend from the Philippines. That's the situation. They used to have great American employees, not anymore. And they used to be young people, the people that you were talking about, the people who would be paid in American currency and would be able to spend that currency in America and buy things and keep America strong. No. It's been outsourced. And they're not the only ones. They're not the only ones.
It costs too much to pay an American. We have the minimum wage, and we have a certain expectation that you'll get a decent compensation for your labor. And you see these companies go overseas where they can just tell an Indian or a Chinaman or a different, you know, someone who could get paid a dollar an hour and still be able to survive on that. So that's what we're dealing with, is they've stripped everything, all the value out from the bottom 93%, like Rich Sheban talks about. They've just, they sent all that overseas, and it is good for the big companies, right? But you don't have economy that way. You don't have money velocity, and you don't have, people able to take care of themselves, the way they used to in this country with decent wages. So it's, it's real bad for us right now, and hopefully, Trump and some others can, help bring some of that production back to America, where we are creating value again, because that's, you know, the difference in finance and economy is, you know, finances and dollars and cents. Economy is creating value, where you actually build something, or you make something better, or you grow something. And that's what we have to get back to, that understanding. And we have to produce things here. And then we also need to try to, that's the thing, we need to produce quality products again, as opposed to the junk we're producing, filling up our landfills, polluting our waterways, and just destroying, you know, what we've been given. And it's a disaster, Vince. And that's why I hope you stay on the air, because people like you are going to help change that.
Well, I'd like to address what you said when we come back. And I'd like to give a couple examples. Very interesting point. Quality, quality, quality. And that's how I was raised. Quality, not cheap. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Robert Stortz with us, Robert in Kansas. And we're talking about quality. And let me share this with you. So I've been to the Mercedes dealership many times in my life. I don't like going there, but I've been there. And if you listen, if you happen to be in the showroom and you hear the salesman, they'll say, what wonderful cars Mercedes built. These are the finest automobiles in the world. You'll hear that kind of chatter. But then if you are like me and you pull up and you need a part that you can only get at Mercedes, and that's my last resort. I mean, going to a Mercedes dealership, that's the last thing I want to do. I think the dealership that is in Springfield, Missouri is owned by Dewey Cheatham and Howe, or Dewey Fleesum and Howe. It's one of those. Anyway, if you have an old car like I do, like a 2000 or a 1996 or, you know, something of that vintage, 1991, they kind of look down on you. And now, when they sold those cars, they were the greatest. But now they're old, you know, not so great anymore. That's kind of the attitude that the Mercedes dealerships have about older Mercedes. The once finest cars in the world, they look down on them when they're older. And we have become accustomed to replacing things because of substandard quality. And we've become accustomed to replacing things because we can't get parts for them. So if you have a 1991 Mercedes 500 SL, their two-seater roadster, which was $87,000 back then, and you want a throttle body for it, you can't get one. You have to find a used one, because they don't make them anymore. They've even designed their wiring systems to be, as Miles would say, compostable. We would say compostable, which means it degrades under the hood. So the wiring sheds its insulation, these wires short out, and you have beyond a nightmare. You've got a $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 problem because the wire insulation degrades with heat and ozone and air pollution. And it's designed to do that. It's designed to do that. We're talking about Mercedes. Volvo didn't want to be left out. They did the same thing. Bottom line is we are no longer making quality the way we used to. I heard a rumor, and I don't know if it's true, that Craftsman is returning to manufacturing tools in the United States. Now, why would they do that? I have to tell you, in our shop here at the farm, when I'm working on a tough nut or bolt, I'm going to grab a Craftsman tool rather than something from Harbor Freight or from China, because I want to make sure that I have the best opportunity to not strip that nut, bolt, or whatever I'm working on. I want the best tool with the best tolerances, the best corners, the best machining, the best fit. I don't want to use junk because it tends to strip the nuts and bolts and so forth. Robert, your thoughts?
Vincent, you're absolutely right, and we have to change the consciousness of the people, the psychology. And I want to congratulate the great state of Missouri and your governor for recently effectively ending abortion as a practice in that state, because if killing a little baby isn't wrong, then nothing is. So hopefully we can start there and start teaching our kids to value life as opposed to valuing money. And then maybe after decades or generations of teaching our kids what is important and what is not, maybe whenever you're sitting in traffic and someone's behind you, they'll actually value you as a person instead of just trying to get you out of the way, because that's what we got to do. We have to teach our kids the right way to do things and what is right and what is wrong. And kids don't just learn from what you explicitly teach them. They learn all the time implicitly. And if you teach them that you can just kill a little baby, what you're teaching them is that life is valueless, that people are valueless, that you need to, that is meaningless, that you know, another person. And so that's what we got to get back to, Vince, is where we value that other person as what they are, and instead of what we have now, where everyone is just looking at money, and that's all that's important. And if you can, you know, fire people and move your operation overseas and you make a little bit more money doing that, they'll do it. And they just simply do not care about the human beings. They don't care about God's creation in general, the earth. They're just polluting it with these, you described these, not creating quality products. You know, if a company did do that, they would set an example, and then the financiers would be out of luck because someone would produce a shovel that never breaks, and then that company would take over, you see. So it's what it is, Vince. We got to get back to God, basically.
Yeah, and it's just a natural extension of the individual greed and the individual stupidity, the sum of all that. Because once you look and you say, wow, we can take advantage of our customers, we can fleece them, we don't care about customers. The natural extension is we don't care about those who can't protect themselves, like the little babies. Let's just kill them. That's what they're doing. You're absolutely right. Robert in Kansas, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Vince.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.